Arriving. Internally and externally. Starting with the immediate, the here, the now. You can use your language or your imagery, but you have a felt sense. Even before this, feeling the body, although the body comes in, of course, but you're not trying to bring it in yet. There's an acknowledgement of the necessity of going through steps to show up with the fullness that leads to a real, genuine feeling of availability. You're present in a way that you are available. Bringing mindfulness front and center. Consciously, responsibly. So much of the aspiration, the wise view, and wise intention are heart elements. It's this chitta, this heart, mind, heart. It's this is what is liberated, we are told. And so you think for a moment on your aspiration. You think of your intention to meet each moment here on the cushion, in walking in your daily life, in the interstitial time of this day of retreat, when you're with family or doing an errand or whatever has to happen, the way you wish to have an intentional life based on the values you have as best you understand them, because we're in a lifelong process of clarifying values. And as best you're able to live them out, you come back to this centered place. We make mistakes. We acknowledge. We make amends if possible, sometimes not possible. And either way, we come back to this intentional life. This intentional life is grounded by intention. It's grounded in the stillness. No matter how imperfect we are, and by way of clumsiness or heedlessness, our faith is in this intention. This requires that we not be fooling ourselves, of course, not be shining ourselves on. Our faith, our confidence in the Dhamma is from experience, not from belief. And so as we move into the flow of life, we imagine ourselves fully participating as best we're able, and yet having this observer, this higher consideration that's larger than the stimulation of the moment or the old habit or old narrative that's been ignited by some stimulation. Our intention serves as the ground. This understanding of availability to the Dhamma. I am available to the Dhamma. In this moment, may I be available to the Dhamma? Or if you prefer, may I open to the Dhamma? May the Dhamma steer my life. Again, not a belief system at all, except an assertion of the importance of values in the conscious life. But it does not have a narrative of where we came from, where we're going. It's how to meet this moment, here and now. You reflect, we reflect, I reflect. But that reflection is in service of the direct experience, the felt sense. So dedicated to helping people have this felt sense. This life is so difficult in so many ways, so uncertain, so disappointing in terms of our better selves. Through the felt sense, we take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Just now, invite your heart to be open. Just not as it doesn't burst open. But just now that, yeah, I can open my heart to myself and to this realm a little bit. I can feel my heart's presence in this realm. That may be a more skillful way to reach this. One does not give up one's protection all at once. One builds a strength, a resilience, a flexibility, a tranquility, and most of all in that regard, an equanimity that allows us to live with an open heart in the face of so many insults. So our focus is not on the insults, whether it's at some large level of worldly or U.S. or your frenemies or situations at work or a difficult personal relationship. You're not living the up and down of the narrative. You're living your through line. that which you aspire to stay true to, even amidst all the changes, all the different parts of you that show up in a day. And this is all experienced in this very body that we now turn our attention to. Thank you, body. Thank you for what all you endure. Gratitude for having this opportunity of embodied awareness, so much appreciation. To have that which has transcendence, capacity, be in this ever-changing, always aging body. Amazing. Just actually beyond capturing in our feeling. We know. We can review, we can reflect in real time. We can have a feeling of joy and it resonates in all the senses. Wow. If we feel anguish, we can have this total embodied feeling of anguish. It's not a concept, it's not just a knowing, but it's this physicality, it gets to be manifest. All of these emotions we all share, this potential for all of them. Imagine what it would be like to have these emotions and not have the sense gates from which to experience them. This is this embodiment. The Buddha tells us, just good enough and just difficult enough, this human level, our species level of awareness capability, of conscious capability, consciousness capability. And of course, it's not from a human point of view equally distributed the circumstances. A forever adjusting, and forever trying to find a way that gives everyone a chance that is of a similar, somewhat similar nature. Some opportunity. So this very fathom long body, you'll hear later today where all the elements come to an end. The earth comes to an end, the earth element, the fire element, they all come to an end. So much more meaningful when we are awake to what it means to be manifest. leads us to a larger consideration, frees us from the tyranny of our expectations, from our addiction to the soap opera of our lives. In this body, we feel its physicality, all the elements, all four elements are present in the body. In some instances, as I referred on your homepage that you can look at, the Buddha will include space as one of the basic elements. So the space of the body, if that helps you feel more the embodiment, if it leads to spacing out, then don't pay attention to it. Now, if you will, lower your attention, aiming specifically, connecting to the pelvis with this relaxed attention that can soften into the experience so it can feel the experience. Know what you're doing as you do it, as you feel through skin, tissue, to the experience of the bones. I go slow because we're doing this as a sangha. You do not have to go slow like this in your daily practice, but there is a requirement of measurement. It has to be I have not seen people be effective if they don't have a measured approach. So there's patience. And we measure by this contact. So you really feel the bones. At this moment, I really feel the pelvis. And it feels hard, firm, heavy. Not as a concept, but as a felt experience. And I know earth element, earth element. There's not a story about it. It's just earth element. The femur bones, the upper leg bones, thigh bones, the skin, tissue, feeling the upper legs, hard, firm, heavy, these bones, all the way down to the knee. Earth element, earth element, earth element. Extending our attention further, the lower leg bones, hard, firm, heavy. Our contact will vary with different parts of the body in terms of the earth element. Don't get hung up on that. Just keep repeating gently through the weeks, months, years, and it reveals itself more and more as your system, your psyche, understands you really are interested. Lower leg bones, hard, firm, heavy. Earth element, earth element. Ankles and all the bones in the feet, the toes. Earth element, earth element. Sitting in the bones, weight underside. The felt sense of this, and aware of any affect that in any particular sit comes with it. Ease of breath, spine having more ease of moving. A feeling of what is alignment within your range for your body. Or no particular effect, but nonetheless, you're with the earth element. In other traditions, the posture, the form, is the object of meditation. And with the earth element, you can see why, because you could stop right here and really get concentrated, really get present. You may want to do that in some of your sits at home. Steady. Still. The water element is present right here in the cohesiveness of the form, the connectedness of the body in its earth element manifestation. The sensation flows of the felt sense. This cohesion, this connectedness, this sense of flow, again, can strengthen the meditation, but it also can animate it. One feels the larger possibility within the form. This is part of this connectedness, this hint of possibility that the water element brings. To me, it is the most mysterious of all the elements. When I have clear access, my personal experience is one of a kind of deliciousness. It's aliveness. I get connected to the subtle level of consciousness. Just here, the energetic levels. Of course, the fire element is certainly here in this very body, in the temperature and the movement of temperature. We could build out all the elements right here. Once we have this stillness and we understand, have a felt sense of the other elements, they will reveal themselves. With this understanding, taking the body as a whole, taking the earth element as the object of meditation, may take on a much expanded dimensionality to it. You use this connection of earth element, which may be the strongest connection you have, more strong than the connection to wind element. And so this is where you build from. And it's where we can come back to. But we have to practice coming back to the earth element in the middle of a retreat. The breath, because it's moving, it can pull our attention and more easily, but it doesn't mean it can stabilize as well as the earth element for you to explore. And in this steadiness, this stillness, we notice, in contrast, the movement of the wind element. We feel it in the body. We feel it in breath. We can feel it in blood flowing. We can feel it in the changing of saliva in the mouth, in the movement in the brain of the cerebral fluid, in the lymph glands. We realize that we are much more like an ocean in its rhythms. Than this kind of fixity. The tide of the breath as it comes in and out. Blood flowing out and back to the heart. So alive, this thing of body. This movement is life itself. Without life, without movement, there is no life. So this is the gift of life, being felt. And in our level of existence, this gift of life brings with it the knowing that there is an end, knowing that there is old age, sickness, and death. Just as the Buddha points out, that's the nature of this realm. And our relationship, our finding harmonious relationship to it, requires a shift in perspective, a clarification of what is harmonious in this realm. And he spent 40 years making suggestions, pointing out. This duality of this realm, I repeat, as far as I can determine, is not a mistake. It's the nature of this realm. It's the nature of nature. So our only choice is to find harmony, to find a kind of unity with this realm. And it's our heart and our wisdom that allows us to do that. This ever-changing movement. Even our own bodies change in ways that are really devastating to us. People will say sometimes, my body betrayed me. And I always go, no, your body's not betraying you. It's just doing what it's able to do. It's not betraying you. You're making it a personality. You're denying its nature. You're wanting it to be other than its nature. There's no harmony in that. The fire element can be found in the breath. You can notice the difference between the coolness of the inhale and the warmth of the exhale. And depending on where you are in the world, that will vary as to how pronounced it is. You can notice that the speed of breath affects the fire element. So you start today to see the entwining of these elements. The water element would be seen in the breath by how one moment of breath stays connected to the next. That there's a flow of breath that can be interrupted, but it is a flow. Moving to the energetic level, you can feel movement as energy. And take energy as the object. So you're just feeling the energy. It helps to reflect, okay, movement requires energy, and ask to feel the energy. And therefore, you can feel the very vitality of life. There is this subtle feeling from which this vital, this sense of vitality arises. This vitality has the fire element in it. The robust vitality has just the right amount to fire for your system. This vitality also has the water element. The vitality flows, this energy flows, animating the body, giving it the vitality that's life. Very subtle. This water element as energy. It's a dimension of the subtlety. People who have healing hands, and if you're fortunate, at least one person in life has touched you that has that kind of healing. I have a lot of access to this vitality. This whole sphere of manifestation manifested in this way. Of what, if those of you are interested in chakras, chi, ki, the water element is that flow of it, prana. When we're lifted out of ourselves by beautiful music or nature, or a child playing, or a newborn baby. Lots of flow in those moments. Fullness of connection. For those of you who have studied the nine bodies, we have a connection through the etheric level of consciousness that's being evoked. Earth and wind, fire and water, happening continuously without our awareness, a gift of being manifest. In the very space of this body, you can think of the space throughout the body. For many people, there's particular spaciousness around the heart or the head or the larger area around the navel. Feeling that space and feeling the ground, feeling the earth element at the same time. Very wholesome and helpful for going deeper in concentration. For finding the balance, the subtle balance of participant observer, so that the Vipassana is able to flower in this stableness and brightness of mind. Likewise, in doing metta, you feel the metta as a flow, as water element, but it's grounded. It's not just in space, it's manifest space. So for the rest of the sit, open to experience in whatever way unfolds for you. Avoid as best as you're able speculation and just be an explorer for the felt sense of these elements. We have now completed the bringing forth each of the elements, including space, but that's not the emphasis on this retreat, so that you've been exposed in a particular way to the elements. When I say a particular way, I am tactile. I am, so when I see something, it has a, it's like I'm touching it with my eye. If I smell something, I'm touching it with that capacity. There is a more mind only, I don't even want to use that because mind only is a school of Buddhism, but there's a mental, there's a more mental, a sheer mental intellectual way of understanding elements. And for some of you, if you were to pursue this, it will be more like that for you. A person who is astounding about that is Park Sydow. He really brings that style of practice forward. I've had the privilege of sitting with him for a month, and he does a wonderful job of that. And I'm not doing that. I'm pointing you to your actual felt experience of it as an experience. You are rubbing against it, as it were, each of these elements. And so we're all on the spectrum of that, more just conceptual and more earthy. And I just by nature, I have an earth water in my meditation with that. Before I ever knew it, I had earth and water kind of elements that were my predominant, and I didn't know it. I mean, for long, I mean, we're talking 15 years and not knowing it. And that's not taught, that people don't think that way. So this is kind of, I'm offering this to you in that way. The other thing to say to you is that ordinarily, if we were doing this to have you have a deep dive, we would have a month. We would have a month, and we would spend about 5 days on each of the elements, and then we would start integrating them and moving them into space and moving them into liberation and so forth. We don't have that luxury. And I feel at an age and time in my life that if I'm ever going to share this rubbing against kind of meditation, that I have to do it now because I don't know how much longer I'll be here. So I'm doing that here on a 3-day thing. I'm giving you way too much experiences. I'm pointing out way too many experiences for you to be able to incorporate them all. So you can't hold on to them. It's for later exploration in that way. Once you've been exposed to it, though, it's there in you, and it may come back in a conscious way, and some of it may be unconscious. So you could adjust the way you're relating to the elements, and without ever consciously knowing it, because it's been like a little window open, and like your whole system, much of which is unconscious, goes, oh, good, yeah, and it'll kind of do you. That's what I mean by letting the Dhamma. If we open to the Dhamma will do us. This has been my experience. And again, for me, I have found this very helpful in both the samadhi side of practice and the insight side of practice, the vipassana side of practice, as well as in relation to the Brahmavihara side of practice. I've found this useful. You may or may not, but that you've at least had somebody really just sort of part the curtains as best this person was able. The other thing to say, because I'm not going to be doing this at the end of the day so much, start small. Don't try to grasp it all, but start small. Like, okay, I can feel the fire element. I'm going to watch the fire element for a week. Or, what does he mean by connected? When he was saying that you could sit there, fill in the body when it's there, earth elements there, you can feel the flow, you can feel the connectedness of the body. What does he mean? And so you just sit there and watch for yourself. You're just being available because you're holding your attention there. And then when the Dhamma doing us, it unfolds because you're being available for that experience to come.